In their final days as co-leaders of Hamakom Synagogue in West Hills, Rabbis Stuart Vogel and Richard Kamras had to repeatedly explain to community members that they were not retiring in the traditional sense, and they were definitely not leaving. June 30th was their final full-time day. Rabbi Kamras described their new arrangement this way: "In the first year, we both agreed to be active emeriti. We are going to be working in a part-time capacity. The two of us together will be filling a half-time role at the synagogue to help just hired senior rabbi Daniel Berg, because there is a lot of work for one rabbi, 900 families. One rabbi cannot serve an entire community." Rabbi Vogel said that it will help the congregation founded when Rabbi Vogel's Temple Aliyah merged with Rabbi Kamras' Shamrei Torah 3 years ago to see the two rabbis emeriti. "It's an uncertain moment." He described two opposing scenarios. "One is holding on to us because of those beautiful, sacred moments we have shared with them. Two is about change and uncertainty. Nobody likes uncertainty. When we began the process of a search for a rabbinic successor, that was an uncertain moment. We wanted to help them through that moment. But we wanted to say that for the first year, we are going to be present for your life cycle events. Whatever you need from us, we will be there." Both rabbis described this simply as a transition to a less active role. Gaining significant communal involvement is a central goal of all rabbis, and Rabbi Kamras spoke to that point. "We are always going to have those folks who join synagogues, but what about the significant numbers of Jewish people who live around synagogues, who live in Jewish communities or who live amongst Jews but never will enter a synagogue? By bringing our two synagogues together, we wanted to facilitate different ways of thinking about membership, entry points, and engagement for the larger Jewish community." Rabbi Kamras said developing programs such as the Spark and the Spot are examples of taking a creative, welcoming approach to the surrounding community. "Those are entry points for people who normally would not join a synagogue," he said. "They are finding connection to community through Jewish learning in safer, easier, lower barrier ways." Rabbi Vogel said that while every synagogue is unique, what we have to figure out is what is your catchment area, and then you have to be able to diagnose how are you going to be able to bring in those people. Picking up the point, Rabbi Kamras said, "Rabbi Vogel and I have felt all along that in order for Hamakom to not be a reflection of our former synagogues, at some point after the merger we also needed to step back. The reason was because, as long as we are both here, people naturally will hold on to what was the culture and the way of Temple Aliyah and what was the culture and the way of Shamrei Torah." And what vision did Rabbi Vogel offer to building this incredibly successful, thriving, vibrant community of Temple Aliyah? What did Rabbi Kamras do to build Shamrei? And we want more of those things. We both felt, no, that is not going to be the future of Hamakom. The future of Hamakom is going to have its own identity. Rabbi Vogel stepped in. "We worked so hard at that," he said. "We can't say anymore, we used to do it this way or that way. Every day we would say, what's going to be the way of doing for Hamakom? It has to be new. People tend to hold on to what they know, what they are comfortable with." Integration of community, Rabbi Vogel concluded, was the real work of helping our community realize that we are one. Each of us has been embraced by the other community as well. We don't want to leave any impression that the communities remain divided at all. That is very important. As much as he feels embraced by the Temple Aliyah folks and Rabbi Vogel is embraced by the Shamrei folks, Rabbi Kamras said, "Nobody wants us to leave because we built beautiful, meaningful relationships. We say over and over again, we are not leaving. We are stepping into a different role where we recognize the synagogue is ready to define itself separate from us. Hamakom, as its own entity, should have its own rabbinic leadership and vision. We will be here as emeriti with the same kind of loving commitment we've always had." They were incredibly fortunate to have found a talented, compassionate rabbi in Daniel Berg, Rabbi Kamras said. "He is incredibly excited to bring his visionary, creative leadership to Hamakom while recognizing the gifts Rabbi Vogel and I can offer to this community in a different capacity." In the first year, which began July 1st, Rabbi Kamras explained, "We both agreed to be active emeriti. But he stressed that, we very much welcome what Rabbi Berg invites us into. Yes, the biggest transition is we will no longer be in charge. Where Rabbi Berg sees a need, he will ask us to fill that need. And it's going to look different from what we have been doing. When the question of retirement plans arose, Rabbi Kamraz quickly responded. We are not there yet. We are looking forward to our new role at Hamacom next year. I am very much passionate about adult Jewish education, and I am looking forward to continuing my work as a teacher, thinker, visionary, and to engaging more adults in Jewish learning in the larger Los Angeles area. Rabbi Vogel said that, my other life has been with the conservative movement and the rabbinical assembly, as past international president. He's always enjoyed rethinking, structure, systems, organizations. And as a member of the Rabbinical Assembly Law Committee, there are issues I'd like to tackle behind the scenes, including synagogue partnerships and mergers. The future of Jewish life, he continued, is going to be, for legacy institutions to figure out partnerships and mergers. There are too many, and they have to realign themselves. Nobody wants to. This is why we are seen as a model in the country of synagogues who did it proactively. It feels as if we are doing it the right way. We have learned a lot the hard way, things we changed after the fact. I would like to share that wisdom with communities around the country.